Rail workers speak out. With driver-only operation disputes continuing on Mersey Rail, Northern and SWR, an RMT delegate conference of guards, to discuss coordinating the action in these disputes, would help to strengthen the campaign. RMT guards on SWR have shown enormous determination to fight for safety. 88% voted for further strike action in the last ballot. The 5-day strike on SWR, the rail network's biggest franchise, is a serious escalation of this battle and raises important questions about how this fight can be won. The strike is taking place on 23rd-27th October with 4 more 1-day strikes in November. Here are rail workers' comments on the issues. There had been a considerable drop in the number of disabled passengers on trains, which had no guards. It sends a message that you need to be young, fit and healthy to travel on the trains. SWR train driver. The government's own disability advisory committee has stated that unmanned stations and staff reductions is a toxic mixture. McTosh, RMT Wessex regional organizer. There are 16 carriages currently out of use and there are no spare parts being held for them. The amount of servicing of the trains on the Salisbury line has been cut back by SWR. The engines are expected to do an extra 4,000 miles before they are serviced. As well as overcrowding, this has led to delays and cancellations. SWR striking guard. RMT members on Mersey Rail are also fighting to ensure the safety-critical role of the guards remains, with Wirral RMT members passing this resolution at their meeting recently. Branch recognizes the progress made in Mersey Rail management conceding the principle of a second person on every train, but notes with alarm that there is no commitment to this being a safety-critical member of staff. Branch notes that this is to be discussed in negotiations. Branch resolves that should negotiations have failed to reach agreement on retention of a second safety-critical member on staff on every train by late November, then we call on the National Executive Committee to name the dates for a series of strike days in December. Branch further resolves 1. For RMT to negotiate that Mersey Rail guards does not lose the operation of the train doors when Mersey Rail's new fleet arrive on the network 2. RMT must not negotiate any pay restraint for Mersey Rail guards to fund a safety critical second person. 3. RMT must not negotiate any potential deal to the detriment of other grades.